Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Take it, Marvin. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by Melissa.
Good morning.
Seth.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Coming up in the show, we're going to get into some fun topics in a little bit. We've got things that improve people's quality of life so much that they wish they did it sooner. got that one. Some good news stories of the day for you lined up. We'll get into some of that. And we've got, of course, our schedule to get into some great good things going on in the area here we want to talk about as well. All kinds of good stuff. But we're going to kick things off with some entertainment news like we'd like to do in the 10 o'clock hour. And for those that have not heard, they just released some stills and some images of the new biopic coming out called Madden. There is a biopic coming out about John Madden, and it stars Nicolas Cage as John Madden and Christian Bale as Al Davis. And when I first heard this, I'm like, well, you know, Nick, both great actors. I don't know how well they're going to look the part. I don't know how well this is going to be. And then I just saw these images today, and I'm blown away. Like, I am blown away by how much Nicolas Cage looks like a young John Madden. It's
pretty remarkable.
It's pretty darn close. It's just remarkable what this guy does. Mm-hmm. Like, the lengths he goes to become characters and everything. I know that he's a little crazy sometimes, and his acting can be a little out there. But, you know, man, it just is impressive. I have no doubt he's going to do it. I don't know if the movie's going to be good, but I have a very hard time believing he's not going to play John Madden very well.
Well, I mean, I like a lot of his movies. We'll just put it at that.
Me too. I'm a big fan.
I think does a really good job with his characters.
Yes. Yeah.
When they're crazy.
Yeah. By the way, Christian Bale doesn't look like Christian Bale.
No.
That's an amazing transformation. He really looks like Al Davis.
I looked up who that was. I didn't know that was Christian Bale.
Wow.
I didn't know he was playing Al
Davis. That's impressive.
I just knew he was in the movie. It looks really, like the stills and everything look really good. And just a shout out to Nicolas Cage. And leaning into who he is and what that has done for him. And betting on himself with a lot of the B movies and lower budget films that he was doing where it got him nothing but critical praise.
Got him a lot of criticism before they came out. He's like, no, I'm sure you're wrong.
Oh yeah, Nicolas Cage is doing a movie about a pig. Oh, this is gonna, and then it turns into like a favorite, like in all the, not just with fans, but in the like circuit, in the award circuit and everything. Many of the movies he's done in the last 10 years.
I don't know where that came out that he was dumb. You know, it's like, oh, he's just doing that. He's not dumb. I mean,
the only thing
it's some bad choices, but other than that,
the only thing that I think the thing that I think hurt his career outside of him and his spending, which was a big deal for a while there in the you know, paparazzi and all that. Oh, he bought this, you know, the Elephant Man bones or whatever. He bought them from Michael Jackson and stuff like that. And then he, of course, got in trouble with the IRS and some of those things. But the big problem for Nicolas Cage was not Nicolas Cage; it was the directors who were directing him. Nicolas Cage is an actor that if you let him, he'll go to a 20 out of 10. You know, you need him at a 10, and he's at a 20. So a good director can reel that in. Every good director in history has been like, start at a 10. I can bring you down. I can't build you up, but I can bring you down. So go ahead and be as loud, as big as you want, and I'll take you down a notch. That's what good directors do. Nicolas Cage had a stretch there with like Kiss of Death and some of these movies he did where nobody reeled him in. He just won an Oscar, and oh, that's a Coppola. No, you go ahead and do your thing. Now, it doesn't matter if it's Tom Hanks, you got a job to do, direct.
Exactly.
It's not his fault, I don't believe. I don't think in that route. And you've seen a lot ever since then, directors know how to direct Nicolas Cage. And he's done nothing but great, almost nothing but great work. I'm excited about that. That should be interesting. And then just got a couple of fun things here I wanted to get to before we get into our newsletter and some local theater stuff. So first, and both of these tie together, a list of the nicest celebrities. It's always reassuring to hear your favorite celebrity is actually a good person. I feel like...
Yeah, the don't meet your heroes kind of.
Yeah, right.
Clay feet. There's certain actors or certain people that I feel like I wake up or I go to bed every night like, oh, thankfully this person wasn't canceled. Like, oh, this person didn't tweet something bad or something that. Like, oh, I really like this person. I hope they don't mess up.
Right.
Especially with new celebrities. Like when there's like Timothy Chalamet. Like I'm a huge fan of that kid. And every morning I'm like, oh God, please don't do something stupid. Please don't get canceled.
Every morning? Wow.
Probably not
He's okay, committed. This man is committed.
I may be over-exaggerating.
Okay, I hope so.
But here is a list, and this is all according to like the people they've worked with and people that have met them in real life and not met them in a real life like they accidentally ran into them, not that they seek them out sort of thing. So it was kind of like on the fly sort of, you know, that. And no surprise at number one on the list, Mr. Rogers.
Fred Rogers, yes.
Quote, he made me feel like I was the only person in the room. A guy we were just talking about the other day celebrating a birthday, Tony Hawk.
Oh.
He generously donated a bunch of money to build a sick skate park in my small town and bought a whole team of professional skaters to break it in.
Nice.
Wow. That's cool.
Noteworthy, a lot of these actions, a lot of the things you're going to hear about were not done for in the public eye.
You may not have never have heard about them. There's a reason for that.
Because they're not done for publicity's sake.
Right. Exactly.
Weird Al Yankovic. quote, at the after show, Al made it a point to greet everyone in attendance. He thanked us for attending the show and chit-chatted.
Nice.
See, now, and he's like one of those guys that would, you know, he seems like he could do that. Like, he's a smart guy. You know, he could find lots of stuff to talk about with people, you know, that kind of thing. So, sorry.
This is creative brain, I think. I was thinking of
this bit that Paul F. Tompkins does about trying to play a joke on Weird Al. Oh, God, it's so funny. It's absolutely hilarious.
You gotta hear that one. Ethan Hawke. Great actor.
I really liked him when I was in high school.
Yeah, he's just so good. He was at, quote, he was asking me more questions about me than I could ask about him. He seemed like an old friend.
Smart.
Nice.
Very smart.
Mm-hmm. Yep. People like to talk about themselves, so that's always a good way
to bring
it
back around about them. Yep. Yeah.
He's such a great interview. He's such a great interview. I love watching Ethan Hawke interviews. Not as much as his acting, but I do love watching his
interviews. Two men named Hawke in this so far. Yeah, there's a trend for that. Yeah.
Dan Aykroyd. Quote, I was 15 years old. I was a 15-year-old kid playing harmonica and busking outside of 30 Rock. He gave me $20. He was a gem.
Oh, wow.
And apparently he was very encouraging to this person and everything just out of nowhere.
That's
just
cool. Hey, $20 to keep busking? And stuff. That's wow. Impressive. Yeah.
No kidding.
Sorry. Robin Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Quote, a literal delight and the personification of humanity and the appreciation for his fans.
Aww. That's nice to hear.
When I was a kid and he was on Carson, he comes on and, of course, he's being loud. He's crazy. He's all over the place. Mm-hmm. And he's promoting Moscow on the Hudson or something like that, I want to say. Some movie like that. But he's talking about that. And then Johnny out of nowhere says, hey, and then, you know, Robin, I heard that you really like to stay after your stand-up shows. You like to stay and you like to talk to everybody and everything. And Robin got quiet. And go like, well, I got serious and very, well, I just really appreciate people. And I believe that I'm not here without them or something along those lines.
Sure.
I ramble and I talk about Rob Williams for 20 some years on these airwaves. And I focus on his acting because I do believe that he is the most well-rounded performer, actor I'll ever see. Mm-hmm. I don't believe there's anybody who could do a 10 like he could in every single genre and every single role and all that. But the reason he's my favorite and the reason I ramble about him so much is Robin Williams, the person, not the actor, not the comedian, not the writer, not the creative. It's the person that I loved, that I miss every day.
Right.
It's him.
That's, you know, certain people, I mean, there's good actors out there, but they can't act all the time. And there's certain things that you see from people that kind of indicate what kind of a, you know, person they are. Because they can't, like, it's too exhausting. You can't be on all the time kind of thing. And so these people obviously are that way in real life. Because it's like, no, this is just me. This is who I am.
Taylor Swift. After, wow. Quote, after several minutes of talking, she says to me, well, this will be our first picture, and our next will be at an award show. And then she hugged me and took our photo.
Aw, that's nice. Oh,
very nice.
Post Malone. Quote, one of the nicest and most truly genuine people I've ever met. Dude brought his parents on set and was just so excited to share what we were doing with them. And that's not the first time I've heard that. Like,
that's really cool.
I'm not a fan of his music, right, or anything like that. But everything I've heard, and every time I see Post Malone, he's smiling. Like, he seems like one of those people that truly appreciates, is looking around like, where he is. I can't believe, yep, I'm here. Mm-hmm. I can't believe I get to do this. Like, this is awesome. And it doesn't matter what it is. It commercials, cool, on set, seeing him do live stuff. Like, again, mm-hmm, not a fan or anything, but I like that about him, I will say. I, yeah, like that he kind of has that.
Glad that he's loving life.
Exactly.
Cameron Diaz. Quote, at the end of the day, she was dropping her ski gear back off, and I was taking the trash out, and my arms were full, so she even offered to help and helped out with taking out the trash and all, oh, this, nice, and like stuff. And
although that's like one thing, because she helped take out the trash.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, like, well, that, but sure, still, why not?
Yeah. Maybe these are just a simple one example, right. of how they are.
Yeah. And still, you know, to go out of your way to do that, how many people would?
And that's true, to be fair. You know, big star, he has even less reason to, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, I don't need to do that sort of thing. That's good.
And Jamie Lee Curtis. Mm-hmm. I just found this out. I did not realize. One of my dad's favorite actors.
Oh,
really? I had no idea, but he was watching an interview with her the other day. I'm like, hey, Dad, what you doing? He's like, oh, watching this interview. And he's all locked in. He's just, every word she's saying, he's taking in and everything.
Activia.
You talk about comeback careers. You talk about comebacks and absolutely, everything. What happened to Jamie Lee Curtis and her career, and what was done to her as far as getting in her head about her looks and everything, mm-hmm, and the tough plastic surgery, and then not being able to find work, and being blackballed somewhat and all this. And then she, True Lies and some of these other things, she comes back in the Activia thing, and now she's an Oscar winner.
Yeah.
Now she's won an Oscar.
Yeah. Like,
that's it, just a bounce back, man. Yeah, incredible. Quote, she came into the record store I worked at in the 90s. I recommended an album. She bought it, and a few days later sent her driver into buy up the rest of our stock to give us gifts for all this stuff.
Wow, that's cool.
Like, just out of nowhere.
Holy cow.
You can find the complete list at BuzzFeed.com. So I mention all these nice celebrities in part because of our next story. Airbnb isn't just for renting houses anymore. Founder and CEO Brian Chesky announced that they're adding new services. These include things like massages and personal training, plus experiences tailored to specific locations, like a pastry making class in Paris or a gallery tour in New York City. Oh, and you'll be able to rent celebrities. Wait, what? What's going on? Wait a minute. Chesky says he has dozens of famous people ready to participate. Initial offers will include a day of playing football and eating barbecue at Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes, what? Or an all-day long experience with Sabrina Carpenter or Megan Thee Stallion. Chesky is hoping Airbnb will get people off their darn phones. Quote, AI is magical, but you know what's more magical than AI? The real world and people and relationships and memories.
So, yes, hanging out with celebrities is the real world? What? Yes.
And guess what? It'll make us money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm running a business, and it's making us money.
I guess I have to look into this. I just assumed that Airbnb was doing fantastic. I just assumed that it was doing well. Mm-hmm. I do know that when I'm watching commercials, when I'm taking them in, I see an Airbnb commercial that tells me how bad hotels are, and then immediately after that, I see a hotels commercial telling me how bad Airbnb is.
And then Vrbo is up there. And
it's almost every commercial break every time I see one, I see the other. I guess I don't know. I just assumed I shouldn't have.
Well, you don't travel, so how would you know, James? Come on. Jeez.
Well, Airbnb had its moment because for quite a while there, they were cheaper than hotels. And it was nicer to be able to stay, you know, kind of sort of in your own place. But it's really turned into, I think, a not great thing for our housing market. No. Because people are turning I have this second home, or I'm going to turn part of my home into, you know, mm-hmm, this rental. But it's the second homes or the third homes that people have that now they're turning into rental places. And and then buying them up to do that with.
That part.
Yeah. Right. And that's the problem, because we don't have enough housing for people to live in. We don't need more housing. And this is actually a problem worldwide. Like in Europe, especially in a lot of these other countries. But here, we just don't have the housing for that. And they're not cheaper than hotels.
No.
Now.
No, because it's gone to the mean now. So, yeah. Right. Yeah, it's
and now they want to add, you can rent an Airbnb and a celebrity? What?
That's kind of weird, by the way. Renting a person?
No.
There's a lot about that I don't
like. Feel something wrong about that.
About that does not feel good to me.
No, no.
I also feel like this would be one of those things where, like, whatever it is, like, just imagine when you're hanging out with your friends and you're having a good time, but then there's those lull times where everybody's on their phone, nobody's really saying much or anything. I feel like that would be a lot of this experience. Like, especially if I'm spending all day with a celebrity.
That's the thing.
What do you do for all day?
Yeah, like, seriously. There's going to be time where I'm just sitting on my phone like, hey, Patrick, do you see this link? Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Does the celebrity feel like they have to entertain you all day long?
Oh,
like,
my God.
I mean, can you imagine?
I wouldn't want to spend a whole day with a celebrity. Because you don't know them that well, first of all.
They're not a friend.
You know, having, like, one experience with them, that's cool. Like, sure. That'd be like fine.
Dinner,
you know?
Or something?
Yeah, sure. But not the whole day.
I couldn't imagine, like, if you're a musician or a comedian or something, like, okay, be funny. Like, yeah, right. Man, I'm just here to hang out. I'll be funny, Mr. Comedian. Like, you're here to entertain me. No, we're just hanging out, man.
I'm not here to entertain you. I just see this.
I honestly, I hope this crashes and burns.
Because
this sounds like a horrible idea.
I don't know, and honestly,
it cheapens the celebrities that would want to do this.
Yeah,
because they're just looking to make money, and that's not, you know, I mean, we all have to make money, obviously, to pay our bills, but this is like selling themselves.
Yep.
My issue with some of this stuff too, along with everything else you guys have said, is the idea of, well, there's actual things that you could probably be doing and putting time and effort into to actually make the company better. And instead, you're just kind of going with low-hanging fruit and like, celebrities. So just let us throw that at it and stuff. When there might be things that you could be doing for the... And I'm not even saying that that's with the case with every industry, but I see that more than not where they're... hey, look at this cool little fun thing that we have. Everybody look at the bouncing ball. When you could actually be putting time and effort into the industry and actually making it better, and which would make you more profitable, which actually would make you more money and everything. But instead, what can we do? What does our marketing team come up with? 4 for 5, you know, whatever. And there's these weird things that they're doing and stuff. And stuff like this. Mm-hmm. Like, we can't think of anything creative, so we'll just grab a celebrity. Yeah. Sabrina Carpenter seems to be everywhere, so just grab her. Just, you know, they would just do that.
Yeah, right. That's who I'll spend my time with.
It doesn't seem like... Oh, God. Oh, dear God.
Okay, I will spend the day with you, Sabrina, under one condition. You cannot sing.
Yep.
No singing.
Yeah.
And then we'll be fine.
And I want to know what blackmail you have on Lauren Michaels. I want to know. She seems fine. She's fine. She doesn't blink, but she's teasing you, Sabrina. She doesn't blink. She could take it.
Did you say this is Brian Chesky? Is the Airbnb?
Yeah,
he's worth $9.1 billion.
Yeah.
Why does he need to make more money?
He doesn't.
Why?
Need? What are you talking about? Need here? I don't know what.
Billion with a B.
Yeah, yeah.
It's incredible.
His company's not worth that much. It's valued at that, but it's not worth that much.
Taking a quick time out, we'll come back and we're going to talk about our newsletter, some local theater stuff going on, and plenty more on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a fantastic Wednesday out there. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Got a couple things I want to get to here in the break before we get to our new sports and partner break coming up. And this is just stuff that I wanted to look at as far as Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater.
Okay.
One, I wanted to let everybody know that they got auditions coming up for Snow White and the Seven Endings. This is a performance they'll have at Lunch by the River.
Yes, the second time they've done that. The first time they did that was last year. It was a lot of fun. Yeah.
We had promise in the other day from the chamber, and they're just so excited about this over there. And I know we know how much. Not only we're excited about Lunch by the River coming back next month, it'll be kicking off again.
So yay, summer!
So much of the entertainment and great food that comes down there and everything. Cannot wait for Lunch by the River to kick back off. And part of that will be Snow White and the Seven Endings. Auditions for that are May 19th, 4:30 to 8:00 over at the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, Studio Theater over there.
Very nice.
And their performances will be in June, so keep that in mind and get the kids on down there and audition, everybody.
All right.
And make plans coming up at the end of the month, Friday, May 30th from 6 to 10, to join us over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater along with our friends at NAMI for Raise Your Voice for Mental Health.
Nice.
It's a really cool idea. I know, and talking to Gretchen, especially when she first took on the position and everything, this is the kind of stuff that she wanted to do. This is the kind of things that
community stuff. Yes.
Wanted 100%. To be having over there. This event is free. It's a great opportunity to get together, sing some of your favorite songs, and bring some attention to the National Alliance on Mental Illness.
Yes. Yeah,
and if you can, make a donation while you're there to NAMI.
Absolutely.
Encourage you to find out more by going to wrctheater.org, wrctheater.org. Bookmark that page and keep up to date on all the cool things they got going on all spring and summer with their kids' productions and everything. And if you're curious, they got their four main stage shows all set up and waiting there for you.
Yes, indeed.
Check out those and maybe get some tickets.
All right.
And do yourself a favor and sign up for the WFHR newsletter. Go to WFHR.com right now and sign up.
It's very easy. Just put in your email address and you will get our newsletter free in your inbox at noon every Thursday.
Yeah. So simple. I bet I could do it blindfolded. Let's try.
Well, maybe not. It's hard to see your screen with your eyes closed, James. James, open your eyes.
No. We have to prove to the audience we could do this.
Good thing this isn't a video medium.
There's always the question, why? Why would you want to do it blindfolded? Yeah. Anything. Yeah. Doesn't make any sense.
How many times in my life...
It's hard to play blind man's bluff if you're not blindfolded, Seth.
Cannot even begin
the
to imagine.
The one time you need it.
How many times in my life I've done something and it was followed by that, Seth. Like, why? Just why?
Well, that makes no sense at all.
There's nothing but answers for you over at the WFHR newsletter. You will not be asking why. There's so much great information over there. We have the best reporting in central Wisconsin going on with this newsletter and with our team here at our studios and everything.
Well, we have a great team all across the state, and we do include our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, has just fascinating weather articles that she puts together.
She sure does,
there'll be a great one this week included about the wildfire that just happened in Juneau County on Monday. I actually saw that because I was driving back from Sparta when I was off on Monday, and I saw the smoke from it. And I was like, oh, that's a big one.
That's not good.
There's so many cool articles and different things there. I don't even know where to begin. But I will say that encourage you to check it out for yourself. I do want to shout out Michael and Laura and Beth and all the great reporting that they're doing and writing that they're doing in there. And certainly want to thank Chuck for the work he was doing there the last couple of weeks. And it's great to have Melissa back in the slot there.
Yeah, and Chuck does all of those people here contribute to the newsletter every week. And
except me.
I don't want you. I don't want you contributing, Seth.
Seth keeps trying to
the last one.
They might be Giants segment section on this, and
we're specific. Yeah. I've got a theme song. I got a theme song for it.
We're trying
A newsletter.
Yeah.
Okay.
They did it with McSweeney's. Why can't you do it?
I didn't say I couldn't do it. I'm asking the question why.
Get on over to WFHR.com right now. Sign up for that newsletter. We have a new edition for you every Thursday at noon. It'll show right up in your email box. While you're signing up, keep in mind, everybody, we love feedback from you, positive or just any old feedback, especially if there's things that you guys want to hear from us. I've really appreciated that about our audience. I do want to shout out the person that put in their gossip.
Hot gossip. Yes.
I thought that was pretty funny.
It would be hilarious. Though we got one of those newsletter things with the comment just being meh. Apropos of nothing, just meh.
We love your feedback.
This is the segment that I am going to make Seth do. It's going to be the water cooler chat, and he's gonna write up some gossip. That's where the hot gossip's gonna land.
I love
as long that. As I can make it up myself.
Yep, you'll then just I can have do to it. Make yes. it up.
All right, Seth. I'm on board now.
Seth's gossip corner. We be on the lookout for that segment, everybody. While you're waiting, go ahead and sign up for the WFHR newsletter. Go to WFHR.com. Sign up right now, everybody. We'll get to our news, sports, and partner break. We'll come back, and we're talking about things that improve people's quality of life so much that they wish they did it sooner. Coming up on Mornings at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Melissa, Seth, and James, we're here with you for Mornings on WFHR. Hope you're having a great start to your Wednesday out there. Thanks for hanging out with us, everybody. Got a good one here. Things that have improved people's quality of life so much that they wish they did it sooner. No one loves changing their diet or finally getting serious about exercising, but some things can make a noticeable difference in how you feel. Of course, smaller changes can do that as well. But someone asked the internet, what improved your quality of life so much that you wish you had gotten on it sooner, wish somebody had told you sooner or something like that? You wish you had read that article or something like that. The most popular responses include, quote, and these aren't in any particular order, giving your eyes breaks. If you spend a lot of time looking at screens, rest your eyes every 30 minutes and focus on something 20 feet away. Mm-hmm. It helps with eye strain, which can cause headaches, tiredness, and even depression.
Mm. All right. Sounds good to me.
It's part of...
It's remembering to do it. And at the same time as you're resting your eyes, stand up. Because sitting constantly also makes your back hurt.
So this isn't a perfect system, I admit, but the closest I could do for this with my work obsessive brain and all that is I tie it to Sam, my parents' dog.
That's smart.
And Sam's got to go out every hour, pretty much, and every hour, every other hour or whatever. And when I'm taking Sam out, I will look outside. I will focus on a tree or a squirrel or a bird or something like that. And I need to do this more. I'm not great at this, but it's one of those things that I try to do.
Mm-hmm.
Replacing a cheap office chair with something that actually offers lumbar support.
You newly just recently did this, didn't you, James?
Can we write that one down? I think.
Yeah.
I would just like to get one that doesn't make so much noise every time I move.
Yeah, not really good for an audio medium.
It's not. Yeah, but the chair was $10.
Right.
And you know what? I got a limited budget, so.
Yeah, that's true.
No. I thought you were talking about the chairs here.
No, I mean my chair at home. Yeah, you don't have any idea how many times I hit mute just so I can move.
I get
Is that why that happens? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
One of our newer guests that we had in for Rapids Report was laughing because they noticed that I was turning my mic on and off every time I move my chair, which I move a lot. I'm very like. understanding that working with someone smarter than you is a privilege and an opportunity to learn and hone your own skills, not a threat.
Yeah, Melissa.
What? I don't know why you're picking on me, big brain.
Just kidding.
One of you guys had to do that joke. That's hilarious.
I appreciate your knowledge and wisdom, oh Seth.
She's not smiling when she's saying that. I just want
Why
you
would
to know.
I? There wasn't a smile on my voice.
For the audience, I don't expect to know this unless, of course, you worked in the industry. But this industry, more than many, have for many, many decades been an industry of I'm not sharing information. I'm not letting you learn from me. Yeah. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. Or, oh, God help somebody wants to take one thing off of my plate or something like that.
Taking my job. They're after my job.
I need all this because it gives me job security and a lot of that. I'm proud of the team we have here. I'm proud of the way radio is going, not just with in general, but it's civic media. And from what I talk to from other people around the country and everything about radio, it's becoming much more of a job.
Community.
Yes. And hey, a rising tide raises all boats. And I, if anybody has noticed, I've done the exact opposite of Krusty the Clown. I have hired nothing but people that are smarter and more talented than me, which... Maybe in hindsight wasn't the best. No, I'm joking. It's a very smart idea. It's what everybody should be doing. That's the job of management, of leadership, or anything like that. And I'm not either of those things anymore, but when I was in those spots, to me, that's what it means. Bringing in people. It's like with your kids. You want your kids to have a better life than you, to be smarter, faster, handsomer, cuter, whatever than you are and all
have
that.
Have more money. Yes, better jobs.
Yeah. I think the
a
same thing
home.
With your coworkers, I would think.
Right.
You surround yourself with smart people, then you have a lot of people to go to for advice and ask questions of and, you know, make your job easier and better.
Here is I don't know if it's my number one, but boy, this is in my top five. Buying blackout curtains. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I love my blackout curtains.
Those work for, I talked about my brother-in-law who's a police officer. For many, many years, he worked third shift. And boy, those were a godsend for him because he really struggled sleeping in the day. It was just something
he had trouble getting used to. It's really hard to sleep. But the other thing that I would mention with blackout curtains right now is they're also very handy for helping keep your house cool.
That is very true.
Sunny
days. Use less energy.
Yes, yep. Because right before I left my house this morning, I put a blackout curtain and a blanket over the windows that where the sun is streaming in so that my house stays cooler because I have no air conditioning. So,
yep. It's amazing how you come up with tricks, right?
I need the house to be cool.
Yes.
Quitting a toxic job.
All right. Sorry, guys. Bye. Yep. Yeah. Kidding. You're not toxic.
That's
just a Britney Spears song I like.
This list is interesting, and I certainly see where they're coming from on a lot of these things. But this is more about I don't know, that one throws me off a little bit because these are things that they wish they had done sooner. I get that and improve quality of life. Not everybody can do that.
No,
most people in toxic jobs are not in those jobs because they want to be in that job. They need that job.
Yeah, but I mean, and sometimes it's hard to move to a different job depending on your life circumstances and what's going on. And it doesn't matter. Even if you're going to a job that pays more, there's going to be a period of transition time there for most people where you got to have the finances to be able to do that. Just like moving. Mm-hmm. Like if you live somewhere that's not good for you, that takes money and time and effort. Not all of us are able to do that.
The one toxic job workplace that I worked at, they took care of it for me because they fired me.
Whoa.
So that's fine. In hindsight, I'm like, oh, actually, that was probably good that that happened. For the best.
I mostly just worked in toxic work environments. I hadn't thought about it until right now, but when I'm going over my resume and my head and everything, the majority of managers I've had and businesses I've worked at.
Yeah. Yikes.
I wouldn't say I've had toxic jobs. I've had a lot of toxic relationships.
That's a whole other subject.
Maybe that's the next one up there. Avoid toxic relationships.
You and I could do a podcast on that one, Melissa. Mm-hmm. Learning that it's okay to say I don't know instead of pretending you know what someone is talking about. People are excited to share what they know. So it's simple. It's a simple thing that can lead to a lot of professional and social growth. And this isn't. There is not a single person out there that couldn't be better at this. Mm-hmm. And I'm specifically talking to people in leadership positions and people in political positions.
Wow.
I never thought I would get to a point where I miss people in these positions saying I don't know, or you know what, I got to look into that, or I've got people on that and we're hoping to figure it out. Mm-hmm. Instead, it's all just I know everything, I'm the greatest, I'm smart, blah blah blah, me, all of this. Every politician has turned into every kid in the 80s. Like it's almost every single one of them. I shouldn't say everyone, almost every single one of them.
They're all Ferris Bueller. Oh my God.
It's turned into it the me, and I know everything, and God help it if I don't know something. Oh no. It might cost me my privileged life that I live. It's disgusting to me, the idea of human beings not being able to say the words I don't know. That's disgusting. Like that's not life. That's not what this is all about. Guess what? You don't know everything. Einstein didn't know everything.
No.
Stephen Hawking didn't know everything. And part of what made them so darn smart is that they admitted and knew that they didn't know everything. The smartest people I've ever known can admit that they're dumb sometimes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, you know, there's one instance that I can think of that's very pertinent right now is that when you swear an oath on something to follow something, your response to, are you going to follow the Constitution? Shouldn't be, I don't know. Because guess what? You swore an oath.
You better know.
That's the foundation of our country.
Right.
The correct answer is not, I don't know.
Right. Right.
I mean...
Especially when they think they seem to feel like they have to know every, you know? Mm-hmm. They're always saying that know everything.
The normal
right.
response
yeah.
is...
You can go back and you can scour the billions and billions of things that this man has said, and you will never once hear him say that he is not the greatest at this or the greatest at that or whatever. The only time we've ever heard him say he didn't know something was about being president. That's it. That's the only time
Insane.
You've ever heard him say, admit anything even close. And it was because he stumbled into it. It was because he got caught in something. Like he doesn't own anything. He never did anything wrong.
No, trying to avoid responsibility for his actions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. By it's the only time he's ever even come close to saying something, having any type of anything even close to ownership of his own brain and his own the things that are coming out of his mouth.
Right.
Deleting social media, or at least moving it off of your phone to a secondary device so it's something you can escape.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
If you can do it.
I live my life that way.
Shut up, Seth.
It's bliss. Pure bliss.
Walking every day. Better sleep, better mood, better energy.
Yeah. Walking is good.
Can somebody put more hours in my day, please?
Yeah. Someone said...
Just add an hour for me, Melissa. 25 hours in a day. There you go.
When my kid comes from home from school, I put my phone in the drawer and don't touch it again until he is asleep.
Nice.
Wow. Mm. That's not a bad idea. Yeah. Kids pick up a lot of habits
because
that way.
The habits that you show your kids are what they will imitate.
They do.
Giving up on folding your underwear.
Never, never, never. Because I had to do that for a period of my life, and I hated it. I like folding my underwear.
Wait, you're not going to give it up because you used to hate it, but now you don't?
No, it has to do with toxic relationships.
Oh, okay. So we're back there again. All right.
I was told that I couldn't do it anymore because it took too much time, and it wasn't something that was worthwhile.
Oh,
and so
I see.
I wasn't allowed to fold my underwear.
Gotcha.
And now I can again, and I prefer it.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
It's not that I don't have a similar thing or a similar story, but I get it to a degree.
I feel the same way about folding sheets when you're putting them away. Because they're just going to end up on your bed anyway.
Yeah, but when they're not folded, then when they end up on your bed, they're already wrinkled. So then they look dirty.
Who cares? They're on your bed.
I care. I fold my sheets. But I also don't have a problem folding sheets.
People get weird about sheets, man. It's sheets. You sleep in them. You don't even
in here with all black sheets and things.
Most of the time when you... are in bed sleeping, you're not even aware what you're sleeping on or in.
Well, that depends on your level of sleep, Seth.
I mean, get out of here with this.
I don't take it to the level of...
Sleep overrated? Ironing. I'm going to write that column now. I'm going
to
do it.
Hey, I don't take it to the level of ironing my sheets, so come on. Some people do that. Starch and iron your sheets.
I think my father-in-law does that, actually.
See? But I do like to fold my sheets because I can successfully fold a fitted sheet with no problems.
And you give yourself a cheer every time
you
do
that's
it.
That's a task. Like, they could turn that into a game show. Can you fold
sheets?
It's
really not that hard. And I can't do it as well as some people can. I mean, I've seen some people do it to like, it's perfect. And
our old coworker, Steph. She used to work in the hotel business, and she was a master at it. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And finally on the list, starting a band. At the least, it's hanging out with friends regularly.
Hey, that's not a bad idea.
Is it about, not everybody gets a record deal. Sometimes it's just about having fun.
Who cares? Yeah. Just have fun. Yeah. Play some music.
Okay. We're going to start a band. None of us can play an instrument. I don't care. Let's do it anyway. Okay.
Neither could the Sex Pistols. Let's go.
What's our band name? Sleep is Overrated. Yeah, got it.
That is a good band name, I think. Mm-hmm. Actually, yeah. You can have that if you want.
I am an amazing air guitarist. I am very, very good at air guitar.
Play a mean tambourine.
Is it green?
Have they gotten to the place in technology where you don't have to plug your amp in anymore? It can be done by Bluetooth or that kind of thing?
Yep.
I was watching the latest SNL, and Arcade Fire was up there, and I couldn't see chords.
Nope.
But I knew they were playing live.
Yep.
So they have been able to do that.
Oh, yes. The technology's gotten to the point where, you can wander the stage with it, well, except for a drum kit. I mean, that's the one thing they haven't figured out yet. But otherwise, you can just wander anywhere. Everything is wireless. Everything is,
I'm sure that happened 20 years ago, but I didn't really ever thought about it.
Well, you didn't hear about it 20 years ago because they still had the problem with people's Bluetooth on their cell phones interfering, and suddenly your guitar solo was taken over by a newscast.
It's Ethel from Wichita calling in.
Harold, I'm going to need you to pick up some eggs and some milk. And
Live at 5, we'll be back with...
We'll be back with the wrap up the show. Mornings here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings at WFHR.
I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm coming home now, right away.
Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Thank you so much for joining us, hanging out with us all day long, all morning long. It's been a lot of fun. We appreciate that. Getting into our schedule throughout the rest of the day, not only got a bunch of great civic media programming lined up for you, but available for you streaming exclusively at WFHR.com. The Rapid Support. Join us at 2 o'clock for that. It'll be available to listen to, download, share, all that. Today, we're going to talk to Stephen and Katrina from Family Natural Foods.
Ooh.
Nice.
Always loved hanging out with them.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And our great friends Kim Shields and the gang from Courage are going to join us. We're going to be talking to Linda and Hannah about the River Riders Bike Share Program.
Oh, nice.
It's back once again. Yeah.
going to be a great one. Be sure to spread the word about Rabbit's Report being available exclusively at WFHR.com. Remember that you can download and share those all over the place, everybody. Mm-hmm. And join us a little later today for Playmakers. We'll be on our new in our new digs in our new jersey over at 105.5 WIRI from 4 to 5.
That's a chicken suit, right?
Yes, it's a chicken suit.
That's the mascot for sure.
Feathers, everything, yes.
Awesome. Good thing we have air conditioning.
Dressed in those feathers will be new sports director around here, Michael Comer, and I.
Oh, God, I would pay money to see that.
Yeah. We're going to be dissecting the new NFL schedule release and talking about some of this MLB ban going on with Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson and some of that. We'll be getting into a bunch of stuff, along with local coverage, of course. Join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for Playmakers from 4 to 5 on 105.5 WIRI. We speak sport. Big thank you to Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. I want to remind everybody about a couple of other things going on in our area, but we start off because it is Wednesday, Melissa, and we all know where we got to start on a Wednesday.
B.
I.
G. Oh, damn.
You fail. Bingo. Totally. Every Wednesday. Bingo at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge. It starts at 6:30. The doors open at 5, so you can get there early and secure your place and set up your trolls, because you know you got them. Trolls, man.
Trolls?
Yes.
Trolls.
It's a bingo thing. Okay. Come on.
I know very little about bingo,
along
apparently.
With daubers.
I haven't heard that in so long.
What? Yeah, I said it last week.
Did you? I forgot.
Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693. It's on 430 West Jackson Street. Great organization, great people. You'll have a great time. So head on down and play bingo. Yeah. 6:30.
Mm-hmm. Volunteers are needed to help place flags in our local cemeteries this Saturday, May 17th. Please meet at the meet at the Forest Hill Mausoleum in Wisconsin Rapids by 10 a.m. sharp. Mm-hmm. Thank you to everybody that is able to do that. Mm-hmm. My mom and dad are hoping to.
Good. They had a really great group out there last year to put out the flags.
So you participated, didn't you? Mars?
I did. I won't be able to this year, but I really enjoyed doing it last year, and there's a great group that comes out. So
Very nice.
If you can.
Very nice.
And there's Rams, a spring concert happening tonight at the Rams Auditorium. Be sure to head on over there as the 6th, 7th, and 8th grade choir concert will be taking place at 5:30.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Check that out. Everybody support these kids and enjoy a great concert. There's a great thing that's going on with our United Way, Melissa, that we're really thankful to them for, and a great idea.
Mm-hmm. From Mother's Day to Father's Day, you can help with the diaper drive. Drop them off at the United Way office. They want new and unopened diapers of all sizes. Wipes, they prefer the unscented because those everybody can use. Mm-hmm. And diaper rash paste or creams. And you can help get these items into parents who need them. Mm. They're also accepting monetary donations. You can drop those off at 351 Oak Street in Wisconsin Rapids here Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's the diaper drive going on through June 15th, which is Father's Day.
Yeah. Which is very close, too.
Yeah.
Gallons. We went through gallons of diaper rash stuff when my kids were babies. Yeah. Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Find out more at uwswac.org. Mm-hmm. And keep in mind, we're calling all heroes. We've got a blood drive that has been going on for the past hour. Mm-hmm. It'll be going on till 3 today over at McMillan Library at 490 East Grand Avenue. Go ahead and donate if you can. It's never been more vital to.
Yeah.
Really appreciate everybody that's able to donate. Again, you can donate blood today at McMillan Library, 490 East Grand Avenue, until 3 o'clock. And if you're not able to today, keep in mind next Monday, May 19th, from 2 to 7, there will be a blood drive available over at 311 Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids, the former East Junior High. Seth, what's something that we're doing here at both of our stations, at the studios here, really.
Yeah, along with a whole bunch of other folks, yes. Mm-hmm. We are helping out Little Charlotte's Animal Rescue. We're collecting items for them, including blankets, towels, dog and cat food, treats, toys, kennels and crates, garden hoses, other cleaning supplies. We're going to be collecting these through May 31st. We have extended it. We also have added several places you can go to drop this off, including... Awesome. Quality Foods, both locations, West Grand Avenue and Baker Drive. People's State Bank in Stevens Point. Family Natural Foods on West Grand Avenue. Aligned Health Chiropractic in Plover, also in Plover. Mission Coffee House, and right here at WIRI and WFHR. Junkyard Bar and Grill and Bow Wow Meow in Wisconsin Rapids. And, of course, From the Ground Up Coffee House as well. Also on Grand Avenue.
Wow, it's like you got a radio voice over there or something.
I think that guy that used to do the Micro Machines commercials.
Yes,
remember that guy who could talk really fast?
Oh, yeah. He was awesome.
He was cool.
Micro Machines. I like those.
Did the,
they were so cute.
I think he did the Dunkin' ads, too.
There were several ad campaigns he did. Yeah, I think you're right.
A woman in Houston threw a quinceanera for her cat and ended up saving her local animal shelter.
Oh.
Miranda Gonzalez spent a year planning her cat Holly's 15th birthday, complete with a quinceanera dress and a mariachi band. A video of it has been all over TikTok, and she asked people to donate to her shelter called Almost Home Cat Heaven. Haven. It turned out that they were looking at closing down, but thanks to all the donations, they're suddenly in great shape financially.
Oh, wow. How cool is that?
Oh, that's awesome.
Brilliant idea.
Well done.
The video is worth seeing. The video, like, this lady really did go all in for this quinceanera. There it is. Yeah.
It's a multi-layered tiered cake. Oh, a big Hello Kitty doll. That's so cute. It's like a sign-in table and everything. Oh, my goodness. And that cat.
The cat is...
with a crown. That's like a full-on gown.
Oh, wow.
And a remote car.
And she put it in a remote car, and she's driving it around. And the cat does not look like it's
So was the cat having any fun? That's what I want to know.
Yeah. I actually think the cat actually seems like it's enjoying itself.
Yeah. Okay, I hope so.
And people are dancing around with it, and everybody that came dressed up really fancy.
It seemed like it just needed a little time. Now, I don't know if I'd be necessarily doing this story if she didn't help save this animal shelter.
But
It's cool. It's a cool. It's fun.
And it's an excuse to throw a party. Come on.
Yeah. Now, there you go. Party. Now, you got me there. Speaking of TikTok, it just saved an Ohio woman's life.
What?
Lauren Kolsick was scrolling through TikTok in February and saw a video that said a brown mark under your fingernail could be a sign of skin cancer. It turned out it was melanoma, but it hadn't spread. Her doctor at Cleveland Clinic said her outcome should be very good.
Nice.
Okay, I get brown marks under my fingernails
a lot. I'm sorry. The moment James said that, Melissa immediately looked at her fingernails.
Well, because I get them occasionally. They're like little. Look like splinters. Look, I have one right there. Look it.
On cue. There you go. It's perfect.
If I wasn't reading, I'd have done the same thing. And my eyes were trying. One was trying to read. One was trying to
look down at your fingernails.
Yeah. It must be a spot, not a line, because mine are always lines.
Great show today, you two. Have a great day.
You too.
Have a good day out there, everybody.
This is Locally Grown Radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.